back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. A couple of announcements here, and then we'll get on to open phones. So if you'd like to jump on the lines right now, or jump on the line, might jump on lines, don't call us on two lines, just one. One is plenty, please. It is open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about? Perhaps we covered something this week you couldn't get through on. The phones were jammed. Maybe you hate the show. Maybe you like the show. Maybe you think it should change in some way. Maybe you liked it 2 years ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Completely open, sort of like a public service here, where we open up the phones. Anything you like to talk about? Maybe you got a charity event going on this weekend you like to pitch? Doesn't matter. Just please keep it interesting. If not, Dina will kick your ass right off the air. Is that right?
That's right, dear. Dina will kick your ass the hell off the telephone. Okay. If you're not absolutely fascinating.
Exactly. All right, 520-9710. Completely open phones every Friday from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And here are the two announcements. Next Friday, which is the 22nd, I believe, of August, Frank Kramer will be joining us.
Sing it, bitch!
Yeah, sing it, bitch! For another edition of Kramer and Conway. And we call it Kramer and Conway because I guess Frank was bitching today that even on this show, he gets second billing. He gets third billing on the Frosty Eddie and Frank show. And on this billing, on this show, he gets second. He's tired
of it. Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here.
They, I was listening to their show this afternoon. Great show with the bands down in Orange County. And they were getting bombed. I think Heidi had too much to drink. I've never heard Heidi turn down a shot.
What the hell?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Turn down a vodka or I don't know what the hell you're drinking, a whiskey shot. I'm like, is that Heidi Hamilton turned down a shot of booze?
Oh, my God.
What's happened to this world? All right, so don't forget, Friday, a week from Friday, a week from tonight, Frank Kramer will be right here on this this here show. Always appreciate him coming by. It's always a good time. Always a lot of laughs. So next Friday, Frank Kramer right here on the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kramer and Conway. All right, and don't forget, 2 weeks from yesterday, a week from next Thursday is the big commerce event. Can you believe that's already a week from next Thursday, the 28th of August? And it's our No Limit Hold'em Poker Tournament. We have like we do it like two or three times a year. And we got one coming up for everybody for the end of summer. It's going to be a great event. But you have to sign up and email us to get on that list. And then somebody's going to select 500 people from that list and you're all going to be eligible to play. So email us your first and last name and your email address. And email it to conwayshow@gmail.com, conwayshow@gmail.com. Now, if you sign up more than once, Gina Grad will personally call you, and it'll sound something like this when she calls you. Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Bob, please?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob. This is Gina from the Conway Show. How are you?
Hey, did I win? Am I in the Commerce Current Casino Tournament?
You know, funny you should ask. That's something I wanted to talk to you about.
What's going on?
Listen, I manually put in all of this information for our promo department by hand, and I was just calling to tell you that if you submit your name one more time, I swear to God, you put where you live, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to kick your ass!
Are those boobs real? Bitch. All right, if you missed any of the show this week, perhaps here's what you've missed. Yeah. But I've never more than once gotten up in the morning with the spring in my step and thought, yeah, let's tackle that day. Let's go. It never happens.
If you want to see what her apartment looks like, go to YouTube.
Yeah. Hey, now.
That's a nasty-ass room.
room being the operative word.
I'm not lying, boy. It was like a Snoop lyric. That's the nastiest room I ever seen.
I mean, there's a lot of things to do at night, especially with this television, the computers, a lot of 24-hour markets. There's a lot of crap to do at night. Gotta have people up at night to keep the roads clear in the morning. If all of us sons of bitches got up at 6 a.m., nobody could get anywhere. Let's talk to Michael in Santa Monica. You're on the air.
I don't even think they saw the movie.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I think they went straight back to Randy's place and made up their own version of the Pineapple Express.
But yeah, I don't know, man. You water these terms down. They use the term the R word, the N word. Yeah. I mean, eventually it'll be everything. It'll be you and I having a conversation like this. So I was out at an R word today eating, right? And this S word said to me, you know, the F word.
Hey, Tim, tell him about the N sitting behind you.
You can just BS people your whole life, you know, here and there. It's a lot of fun. Because that is the key to life, trying to figure out who's BSing you and who's not. Are you sexually active?
Why? No, I'm not.
You've never told us that you were.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
I haven't been this uncomfortable since the OJ decision.
I'm no. I'm taking a powder right now.
I'm just actually testing this out because I got to do this with my daughter one day. Are you sexually active, Sophia?
Oh my God!
Now I get cookies.
Yes. I don't know if you want cookies now, man.
There's a cookie joke there I'm not going for.
That son of a bitch sat there in that chair and lied to the judge, and the judge bought it. And it really busted my spirit because I assumed up until today that a police officer would never lie under oath, and now I'm completely convinced it's the opposite.
Oh, I missed the first part. What did you get convicted of today?
First degree murder.
Wow, that's tough.
Randy's listening to John Lovitz's DVD.
That's the ticket.
Is he doing That's the Ticket again?
He's doing That's the Ticket, but he's doing the critic. It stinks.
Steve Allen had a pretty good line. He said he was doing a charity for the Tempura House for lightly battered women.
Well, it's not a joke.
It's a Steve Allen joke. It's not mine, so don't get down on me and email my ass, you sons of bitches.
I like the other three Beatles. I just like the other three. And I love to sit with Michael Jackson and laugh about how he tricked Paul out of the catalog. Michael owns the Beatles songs. You don't even own your own stuff. You can't sing Yesterday unless you call Michael. I can't stand his ass.
So I don't know anybody on Tuesday that went to bed thinking, God, I wonder if Steven Spielberg's going to resign as artistic advisor. Yeah. Jesus, I can't get it. Does anybody have any Ambien? I can't get a wink here, man. Then Friday night, I put the heterosexual ad out there.
Well, until Saturday, I thought Gina Grad was going with me.
All right, but she's busy.
Yeah, you know, no, it's not because she's not busy. She doesn't like hang out with me afterward. I get it. She blew me off on my birthday, and then she blew me off for this. I get it, Gina.
Because I'm allergic to you.
From the movie Coming to America, one of my favorite lines, there's a god somewhere.
Nobody has the money to pay for, you know, $159 illegal Uber. Mine wasn't even illegal. I will go to my goddamn grave believing that I did nothing wrong. Nothing. All right, everybody. That's what you missed this week on the Tim Conway Jr. Show. If you have yourself a TV set in front of you, and we can't play the audio here for obvious reasons, but Michael Phelps is about to go for, I believe, his 7th gold medal. So flip on Channel 4, run to those TV sets, and watch this. This guy is amazing, man. They call him the human dolphin. Because he swims fast. Why would you ask me that in the headphones?
Well, it sounded like a gay reference.
Ah, get out of here. Human dolphin. He's a fast swimmer. All right, he's in lane 1, 2, 3, 4 right now. That's a good lane to be in. And let me guess what happens. He wins Olympic record, world record, a shot of his slightly overweight mom with his sister. They're pretending like they're crying and they're emotional, even though they've done this like 30 times. It's about to happen on NBC. All right, but he's swimming right now. For that 7th gold medal. Look at that, man. All right, completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710. George and Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Hey. Hey. I didn't hear about what you got arrested for.
I didn't get arrested. I got a ticket. For an illegal U-turn that I did not make.
Okay. Anyway, I was in Camarillo doing passing somebody on a And anyways, so what I did is I went in, and the first thing is you go in and you say, okay, you got to appear a certain time.
Right.
Okay, what the thing is, you go there and say, okay, I want an extension.
Right.
Okay, the extension, it gives you 30 days.
Right.
And in certain tickets, you can get the second extension, which will tell you now, and that's 60 days.
Right.
Then what happened, you go in there and say, okay, now, well, the thing is the officer has to, they have to give the officer 45 more days to plan his appointment. Ended up that what happened, I went there, went to court, he didn't show up. That was about 105 days from the time I got the ticket.
Good for you.
So what happened, he got to the point, like, maybe this guy knows the system, and this isn't worth my time.
Oh, that's a good, you know, that's a great plan, is to keep putting it off as long as you can. Because even if
right.
he does show up, then he probably forgets about the ticket.
Yeah, but, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get the ticket. But the thing is, I found out from the court, you know, and they said, well, you can, you know, file another, and ended up, it was 105 days from the time I got the ticket, and it's like, he didn't show. So I sat there in the court waiting. They didn't call my name. And all of a sudden, I'm like three or four more people, and they said, well, Mr. Roberts, you can leave.
Good for
because
you.
Because the officer didn't show. So there's the key.
That's a great tip, dude.
There you go.
Yeah, and you got to watch it nowadays because the state of California is completely effing broke. And they
right.
will try to make it up by giving you, as you know, you and I, as many tickets as possible. And what I do now, when I see a cop behind me, I'm driving on, you know, Hollywood Boulevard or Wilshire,
right.
whatever. And if I see a cop behind me, I pull over. I don't take any more chances on a crazy left or a blinker I didn't put on.
Really?
I just pull over and I go, guys, you go ahead. I'm done with you. And I'm not fighting any more tickets. I'm going to traffic school and I'm just going to, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm totally beat with this system, man.
But. Well, of course, obviously. Well, I haven't had a ticket for almost 22 years.
I have never, in the 44 years I've been alive, and the almost 30 years I've been driving, 28 years driving,
right.
I've never had a ticket on my record. I've always either gone to traffic school, or I fought it, or you know, somehow I got it thrown off my record. I've never had a ticket on my record. And now for the next 3 years, I'm going to have that point and that ticket on my record.
That's it. But see,
sucks.
For the people that say, hey, you know, hey, it was worth a chance, and I heard about it, and I thought, well, I'm going to extend it. And they said, well, you can only extend it.
I know. We went through that. All right, buddy, you are the king of extensions. Good luck. Scott in Newport Beach, on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Newport Beach, you're like fourth or fifth call today, right?
Hey, look at you, dude. A lot of people out there listening to Newport.
Yeah. Hey, a couple quick questions before I got the question I originally called for. What really kind of happened between the Adam and Danny kind of departure?
Let's see here.
Insider?
On the record or off the record?
I go a little bit of both.
Yeah, I tell you what I think it was. I think that Adam actually likes Danny and Danny likes Adam. I think that having both of them on the same show is like having two stand-up comics on the stage at the same time.
Right.
There just wasn't enough room in one show.
Because, I mean, it was such a good combination, at least from the listener standpoint, because you had a celebrity since he was a kid, and
right.
then just off the street did since he was a kid. But, I mean, you'd be able to see Danny Amendola riding his bike down Sunset. I mean, that's...
You could still see that.
I love that. Yes. The other question,
bitch,
I got.
Bitch, we entertain.
Yeah.
Is, what is the, who is the, I think I got the right wing crazy, what in Lycus's theme song, no right wing wacko and convicted felon. Who's the convicted felon?
I think it was Oliver North.
Look at that.
Cool.
I think it was either Oliver North. But you know what? You don't have to go too far in radio to get a convicted felon on the air. There was also another guy that killed his wife back in the 70s or 80s. It could also be G. Gordon Liddy.
Yes!
It could be a lot of guys. But there was one guy that killed his wife and went to prison for that. And so, again, in radio, you know, you swing a cat and you're going to hit three guys on the air currently right now. If you flip around the station and you flip all the way through both AM and FM, you probably hear about two or three felons.
Okay.
Wonderful business to be in. You don't get too many lunatics here.
So my next question is regarding a lunatic. Clinton, do you think, like, So everyone's in this kind of an economic debt right now.
Right.
There was a lot of frivolous spending back in that era. Could this, the way the economy is going, be fallout from all of the financial opportunity and gains there were that were so almost easy to be had during that era?
I don't know. I don't know who's to blame
for it.
I think
it's all, you know, we're not paying our bills, but there was a lot of 0% and a lot of 5.9 and everything in between.
But you know, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know who's at fault, but I am smart enough to know that a lot of people have been hurt in this. And I heard a statistic the other day that said there are more people in Cleveland, Ohio, that have lost their homes in the last year than all of the people who lost their homes in New Orleans from Katrina.
Wow!
Isn't that wild? And that's an absolute true fact. They did the math, and so this foreclosure thing has been hurting a ton of people, and it's going to probably take this country a long time to get over it financially and emotionally. I mean, these guys, you know, when you're thrown out of your house, I mean, are you married? You got kids?
No, but I went through that situation. I mean, I chose my self-employment over my house. I mean, I had no marriage, no kids, so I let the house go and kept on with the business.
Yeah, but I mean, can you imagine how much greater the depression would have been if you had to tell your wife and kids, you know, you lost the house?
I know.
I mean, it takes the balls right off these guys, you know?
Right.
Yeah. By the way, if it comes to me having to lose my house, and you know, I'm not by any means safer than most of you guys listening right now. I'm going to do it on the air. I'm going to tell my wife and my kid on the air that we're out. Make it much easier on me. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Let's talk to Matthew in South Bay. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, buddy. Love the show.
What's happening, dude?
Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to know what happened to your old partner, because I got switched to Dave at my job, and I lost track of 6 weeks of the show.
Oh, babo.
And so when I came back tonight, you were alone, and I don't know what happened.
Well, it's not a long story, and it's not a great story. You can go to the website. Is that website still up, by the way? Okay. You can get all of the details when you go to whathappenedtowhitman.com. It's an actual website because I was tired of explaining it every night. But I spoke with him the other day, and I saw him on CNN, and the guy is kicking ass. He's got a morning show lined up. I knew he's doing a lot of work with Sean Hannity, and he's also on CNN with Glenn Beck all the time. So he's just he's doing a lot of things and kicking ass out there.
All right, I'll check it out. Yeah.
All right, man.
I was really curious.
And stop with the working during the at night. What's wrong with you? You got to be listening to the show at night.
It's more money.
Get out of here with more money. Everybody's with more money instead of listening to the show. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Let's talk to Gus in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy, you're a big stud.
How'd you know?
So I know what happened with Steckler, and I know what happened with Whitman, but where is Malibu Dan?
Woo! He's probably home stoned right now. he used to come in on Mondays and do Stump the Monkey.
Yeah.
Hey, buddies. At 10 o'clock, and then that sort of got old because we kept sort of asking him the same questions, and I felt bad. I felt like dirty doing that to him because he's a very good friend. And
he's a great guy.
And I hated putting him on the air and having him subjected to a bunch of callers who thought he was a complete moron. And I didn't like doing that to him, really. So we're going to find something else that he's going to do, and he'll be back on again with us shortly.
My favorite thing is a gyro.
The guy, I know, you love the gyros, but he is a car nut. And you never, ever... This is a true story. I used to carpool with Malibu Dan. He used to live in Reseda, and I lived out in the valley about a mile from where he lived. And we'd come to work every day, and we'd take Vine down from the 101 freeway all the way to Wilshire. When you get to Wilshire, it turns into Rossmore, right? Between Wilshire and Santa Monica, there's nothing but houses and apartment buildings on Rossmore. And we were driving down in traffic one day, and he goes, you want to see something cool? And I said, yeah. And he says, he's an idiot savant when it comes to cars.
Yeah.
He could tell you before you rolled up on the next house what cars were in the driveway.
Oh, my God.
He'd say, we're about to come out on a house. There's going to be a station wagon there, a Porsche, and a Rolls Royce. And every single one he got right.
It's the America's oldest and most famous rod.
And I'm not sure what that skill can translate to money wise, but it certainly was a skill.
Oh, I can't imagine. But you got to get him back on the show, man.
All right, we'll try to drag him on. All right, thanks, buddy.
Hey.
All right, there he goes, everybody. All right, let's talk to Colin in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, dude.
Hey, Timmy, I was wondering this. In your adult life,
yes.
Have you ever really, really went off on your mom, like just screaming at her, just so angry? Like, have you ever done that?
No. I'm the opposite with family members. I just shut down.
Oh, really? So yeah. If you're really mad about something, you never blow up?
I do occasionally, but I don't like to. It's usually with strangers.
Oh, okay.
Not really with friends or family members.
Were you raised with very much feminism growing up?
Yeah, too much.
Well, and it didn't. Oh, you never had one of those moments where? Because check this out. Let me tell you about this. My mom told me once that she was surprised that I never wanted to be a father at any point in my life, and I was drinking all day already.
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, all I ever heard about was how worthless fathers were growing up all the time, and my mom used to always point out to me that the only country that was ever called the fatherland was Nazi Germany during World War II, and I would hear that kind of thing all the time. And
right.
So when she said that to me, I'm like, what? You don't know why I didn't want to be a father, you know, stupid, effing, blah, blah, blah. You never had a moment like that?
No, I didn't, but I understand your moments like that. I mean, I always wanted to. I just didn't have the balls to do it.
Oh, okay.
You know, because my mom was if I started yelling at my mom, she would fly from Detroit, take the red eye, and punch me in the face.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
She was a very physical woman that way. But I understand the anger towards that crap, especially when you grow up with a lot of feminism in the house. Now, thank God that my father was around a lot when I was a childhood, because he really put a stop to a lot of that crap.
Oh, really? Now, what would he do? Like, can you give me an example
of
that?
Well, yeah, when my mother started going off on, you know, and saying that women can have it all, you know, they can be great mothers, they can, you know, be have a job and do everything, my father would constantly remind me that that's just simply not the case.
Okay.
It's very, very tough for a woman to have a great job and a great family. I know this drives Gina Grad absolutely nuts, because I think that, you know, she thinks I'm like from the 1920s.
Well, probably nobody could do that, whether you're a man or a woman. It would be really hard to accomplish that.
Yeah. All right, buddy, Colin, thanks for call us again, dude.
Yeah, peace out.
You're a major stud, buddy. Guy calls us all the time. I like that dude. Colin, man. All right, let's talk to Bernie in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
Hey, how are you?
All right. That's why Richard Ramirez is still alive.
Yes, he is. I believe he's still alive.
I was bartending in Monrovia in the middle 80s when he started killing people. I went on the internet like 25 years ago.
Yeah, Richard Ramirez, I believe, is still alive. Was he the Night Stalker?
The Night Stalker. He killed a lady in Arcadia, Monrovia. He went west and stuff.
Yeah. You know what?
He's sitting pretty.
I'm not going to mention a name here, although I probably could because she said this on the air before. But there's a young lady who used to work, actually she still works at CBS, and she was raised by sort of a mother who was a little crazy. And while the Night Stalker was killing people in East L.A., and what he would do is he'd come in through an open window and rape and strangle and kill the woman.
Yeah.
Anyway, while this was going on in the height of the Night Stalker, she used to sleep in lingerie with the window open on purpose.
Holy crap.
Isn't that wild?
That's sick.
Yeah, it really is. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there he goes, everybody. I should probably tell you who that person is, because everybody, I think she's told that story on the air before. But I got to get permission for her to tell it. I'll do that in the next. I'll email her this weekend, because that's a great story. She'll come on and tell it, I think. But she had a mom who used to dress up in, you know, like a silk lingerie and sit there on top of her bed with the window open and the fan on.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know whether she was hoping the Night Stalker would come through, but wow. That is really out there, man. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We'll take all of your phone calls. It's completely open phones, and we're a half hour away from Gretchen and the Lukes. And they come on 11 o'clock to 1 a.m., always entertaining. So stay tuned for Gretchen Lukes at 11 p.m. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.